Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball squabbled. Or what was it exactly? Like, what was the duration of that endless back and forth of stunted, almost show negotiations, things that were never really taken seriously, it seemed, by a lot of people in the know. Like, it lasted for months, where you'd have a leak, a proposal that you knew was going to get spiked. The proposal got spiked. There were more leaks about how each side doesn't like the other, thinks the other sucks, the other's operating in bad faith. And they went back and forth haggling for 2.5 months, right? Like, I've lost all sense of time and space and place trying to put together and stitch together timelines of when things have happened. But I seem to recall well into June and starting sometime maybe in April, definitely in earnest in the later part of April and early May, I remember starting to think, hey, is baseball going to get its act together? Is Major League Baseball, are the owners going to come to the table with something serious? The players are going to say, okay, that's a real offer. We're going to really consider this. Or are they going to just fart around until such time as they have to essentially force a season, which is, of course, what they did. They squabbled for months. They arrived at a 60-game schedule. Commissioner Rob Manfred even had that little slip of the tongue. I know it happened while I was on vacation, but that got on my radar, where he sort of suggested that a 60-game plan or season was the plan all along. And then everyone's like, hey, Rob, that's the quiet part, and you're saying it loud. Do you really want to do that? Through all that, and believe me, we talked about it on this show, and I think, was the voice of it, at least what I felt like was what the masses were feeling, the voice of just total indignation and frustration. We all sat here together and just said, man, this sport hates us. The people that run the sport detest us. They think we're idiots. They are here trying to hammer out a financial agreement while we're sitting twiddling our thumbs hoping sports will come back. And they're kind of layering the insults one on top of the other, right? We remember all that. Sure. During that entire endless, mind-numbing process, infuriating process, do you remember what it was that was the one thing we all sort of had some agreement upon? Do you recall? It was a little silver lining that sort of, you didn't even take much of it and think much of it, but it was there. All the inane arguments and proposals and financial back and forth and rigmarole, there was one little thing about the baseball negotiations that at least seemed like it could be treated as something not to worry about. Slough it off to the side. Don't spend any mental energy stressing about this, because even though it's not fully hammered out, the people involved are all motivated to get this part of the negotiation done. And that thing was the health and safety protocol portion. Everyone said that things were going fine in that regard. It was kind of important, by the way. The money overwhelmed it all, but it was kind of important that they get the health and safety protocols right, because the health and safety protocols, or health and safety, really, were the reason that we weren't playing baseball in the first place. But hey, league, players association, doing just fine, Clark. Thank you. We've got this part of it covered. Oh, the money? No. No, we don't actually have that covered. We're going to fight about that tooth and nail until you hate us and want to swear off the game, and then we're going to put together a farce of a season in terms of length and go from there. Don't worry about the health and safety. It's going to be cool. Wouldn't you know it, the league that more than any of the others, at least the other two that were supposed to be in session or are trying to get back to in session, the league that did the absolute worst job of public relations, the league that just looked the worst by a wide margin in the court of public opinion during all of this, Major League Baseball, they look the worst on the health and safety right now, do they not? Here we are, and just reading the headline stories from baseball, how does it not fill you with maybe not rage. I'm like slapping my forehead here, but maybe it's not rage. Do you remember maybe like the feeling you sort of got from your parents if they knew you had something to do for school? Like this, my big one was whenever you had to go on like a field trip, you'd still have to get something signed by a parent, right? My mom taught at my grade school, but I was terrible at remembering these things. And until I got to like the upper, you know, 7th and 8th grade, she wasn't teaching me. So she would get word through the grapevine that I was supposed to be going on a field trip, and she'd say, hey, where's your permission slip? I need to sign this so that you can go. And I go, you know, 11-year-old me, oh, sorry, Mom, I'm dumb. I don't have it, right? Like, I couldn't jump over. And you would get the sense of just pure annoyance from your parents. I couldn't jump over. They were annoyed because I, and maybe you, if you're out there like me, a complete buffoon, couldn't jump over the smallest freaking bar, the lowest freaking bar for getting something done. It was sort of the idea was you had how much time to ensure something fairly straightforward wasn't going to get screwed up? You had how much time to pin down the logistics on this to get your ducks in a row to make sure that this sort of an issue wasn't going to stand in the way of getting everything off the ground? Instead, what do you have if you're Major League Baseball? One snafu after another. One embarrassment after another. One unbelievably just haphazard-seeming, careless attempt at returning to play. And I spent a lot of yesterday's show talking about how hockey, in its own weird way, like with the hyper-diligence in its Phase 3 and 4 plan, almost made me nervous about the possibility of sports coming back because it seemed so hard to imagine that a league could be that on point, like that people could actually adhere to everything that the league was laying out there. I'll tell you what, though, I feel a damn sight better about that and what it says for the chances of the NHL returning than I do watching Major League Baseball stumble, bumble, and rumble its way to attempting to get back. And the funniest part about it all is, you've got what, the Cubs now not having a workout today because of, again, what looks like clerical errors. The A's, have they even had one yet? I don't think so. You had the Nationals and the Astros push one back. The Pirates, I think, by and large, have done a pretty good job with this compared to most teams, but there are a bunch throughout baseball, high-profile teams at that, who aren't getting their players on the field because they are having issues that, like, the traveling secretary would normally be taken care of. The George Costanzas of the baseball world would normally be tasked with doing the things that are getting screwed up. All you had was time to get a protocol like this in place. All you had was time to ensure that whoever was doing your testing was going to have fast-track tests getting back to you. All you had was time to make sure that portion of this was top of the line. The NHL looks like they're going to be able to do it to get the test, to get them back quickly. PGA Tour seems to have a decent handle on this. I know that's on a much smaller scale, but still. In baseball, can't even get rolling. Like, this is asking a kid at a driver's test, hey, can you go 15 miles an hour across this empty parking lot without hitting anything? There's nothing on either side of you for 100 yards or in front of you for 1,000 yards. It's a cavernous, yawning parking lot. Can you at least operate the motor vehicle at 15 miles an hour? And they can't do it. They're stalling out. That's what baseball is doing right now. I look at the way that the sport, by and large, as a collective, is failing to get itself going and failing at the most mundane of tasks. And I am not filled with optimism that on, what is it, July 23rd, the schedule is going to start with a triumphant return to play. It was just so frustrating to see it yesterday and to see, like, the schedule release happen and then to realize that so many of the teams, we're not even 3 weeks away from this, are seemingly having such difficulty doing the most basic things in the sport, or the most basic thing to deal with this, which is get players tested and, you know, don't have things shut down. They can't, though. Baseball wants you to think only positive thoughts about its return. We're coming back. Please pay no attention to the teams that are not starting their little spring training 2.0s. Don't do that. Don't look at them. They're outliers. It'll all get rectified, and maybe it will. Maybe numbers will go down. Maybe the testing, not the capacity, but the way that they're trying to get these tests done and then, you know, the results back to them will get fixed up and patched up. But right now, it's bad. Right now, it certainly doesn't cut the profile of a league that is ready to come back to play in less than 3 weeks, does it? Does anybody look at Major League Baseball right now and say, oh, they've got it together? Yeah, no. They're prepared. Teacher's pets over there. They had their assignment done 3 days early. No! They're a runaway beer truck trying not to go off the road, trying to somehow get themselves playing again when they can't even get every team on the field. But thank you for putting the schedule out there and having a fun infographic about how far which teams will be each team will be traveling. That'll help. How about you get the couriers that are taking your test to travel from point A to point B and you don't screw up because you forget that July 3rd is actually, of course, a holiday, an observed holiday. That's baseball, though. And frankly, I don't know why. I don't think any of us should be surprised that they have managed to take something that admittedly is more complicated than getting a permission slip signed, but is still a theoretically pretty straightforward part of this process, and just have hacked it to death while displaying no real kind of like at sort of a commissioner level here, Rob Manfred level, any kind of acceptance or acknowledgement of the fact that it's not going so well. Teams are complaining. Commissioner, he's sitting there going, huh? What? I don't even like the sport. Don't ask me. I don't know. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.